to surprise my very self. You were the center of my vortex, but now we spin no more.
Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
sister was the child she bears. Woman cry. Criminally vulgar, I am the son and heir of nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does.
Shut your mouth, how can you say? just like everybody else
This is Alexander Golan, and you're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's good to be back here in the station. It was a long winter break. It was nice to spend some time with the family, but I missed my my Tufts fam as well.
The Bice.
I missed the Bice.
Gotta have the Bice.
You gotta have the Bice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no choice. It's like
Bice or bust.
No, nothing else. Yeah.
You know? So, speaking of Bice, you know the Bice, DJ Satan.
DJ Satan, back again.
Back again. Back in the saddle.
Right where I want to be.
Right where he wants to be.
In my favorite chair too.
It's such a nice new chair. Yeah.
And this is my best spot. This is the best spot on the table.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah. This the one across the board is not as nice as.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, if the seat right in the middle of the booth is like the motorcycle, that's like the. That's like the back of the motorcycle, and these are like the passenger cars.
Yeah. This is like cockpit, that's like coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. Maybe that's like cockpit, that's like first class.
Yeah, it is first class.
Because you can't...
Or coach on JetBlue, because JetBlue's pretty sweet.
JetBlue's kind of dope. Especially when you get the ones at the front that kind of have extra legroom.
Ooh, the extra space.
Yeah, and once I got old enough and realized that like you're not going to get in an airline accident... I was like, yeah, I'll take the emergency exit, bro. Sure.
If there is an emergency, me being right here is the least of my worries.
Yeah, seriously. Like if anything, that's better for me, right?
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, okay.
Cool, I can do that. I know how to open a door.
Yeah, see you, buddy. Getting out of here.
Peace. Dude, what if you just carried around like a parachute?
Just in case.
Every time you got on a flight. Do you think TSA would let you do that?
Probably.
If that was just your carry-on device.
Yeah, I got a parachute, bag. Please. Thank you. I don't trust any of you guys.
Peace, losers.
Yeah, peace, guys. You think you have me?
That would be pretty huge.
Classic.
Speaking of classic.
Segways.
You know, okay, I have to make a comment, and I've been meaning to air this grievance over a media forum.
Oh, because you weren't here for Festivus, where the errands of grievances is had in Seinfeld.
I wasn't here for Festivus. When is Festivus?
December 23rd.
Crap. Well, see, that's the thing. If I were on air, this would have been perfect, but I wasn't, so I'll make up for it.
Exactly. Might as well have the errands of grievances now.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Hoverboards.
Mm.
They don't hover.
No, they roll.
They're stickless segways.
Yeah.
They're called hoverboards.
They're liars.
They're liars.
Although I have seen people shoveling their snow on a hoverboard. So at least they're good for something.
That's insane. Yeah. Does it have that kind of traction and power?
I guess if you're on like a relatively okay surface.
Awesome. People, this is the future.
Mm-hmm. Hoverboard, baby. Shoveling snow.
Heck yeah. So we got some Queen for you because they're unreal.
Mm, the killer. Got him.
Queen. Killer. So here's a Loser in the End off Queen 2. So that's Queen, which
is not Led Zeppelin.
It's not Led Zeppelin. And that's just been kind of rattling our brains for a bit because that just
Probably sounds, super
it's,
heavy
it's
influence.
Dead on.
They're
it's
contemporaries,
dead on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm really into Queen lately. I've always, like, liked them and respected them a ton and thought Freddie Mercury was cool, but, like, now I'm just, like, listening through all their stuff, and they were just so diverse and so heavy, too, and
you
technical.
Randomly got into, like, them, too. Was it, like, David Bowie's death? You kind of went exploring that time period, or what?
No. Honestly, what got me was just, like, I've been thinking about them a lot because, all right, here's a plug. Actually, I want to play this soon. Baroness's latest album, Purple, is un-freaking believable. I love it. It's beautiful. And honestly, like, my dad, I got my dad into it, which I was really surprised about because I was, like, telling him it was kind of like a metal album. And he's like, oh, how metal? And I'm like, not that metal. And he listened to it and is like, wow. Oh, my God. He just totally took Brian May's guitar tone. And, like, we started talking about it. And I was like, oh, my God, you're so right. That's totally Queen. And they also took some Pink Floyd influence. Literally have a line, like, I've never been so uncomfortably numb.
Huh.
Like, here by your side. And it's, like, they were so heavily influenced. And I was just starting to hear, like, even people who I respect in the metal world, like, they take influence from Queen. And then to cap it off, my friend John, who, like, I respect his music opinion, like, pretty much more than anybody's, I know. And he has, like, a similarly kind of, like, diverse spectrum of interests. And we've kind of influenced each other over the years. So, like, he said, oh, dude, you have to listen to, like, Queen, too. It's just so unbelievably good. And, like, so heavy. And I was like, no way. So I just listened through 1 and 2, like, driving around. And, like, it was so good. So I've just been listening through, like, everything. And they're just super talented. So I'm crazy into them right now. But Baroness, I really want to play some Baroness. And I also want to play some Motorhead, because we lost, everyone's been talking about David Bowie, and I don't want to get into it. There's obviously been certain controversies over the public, like, I don't know, I guess, like, the way I guess different reactions to the media portrayal of his death. Mm. Because, like, he's may have committed some certain acts that weren't so great when he was young. But then he also made some great art, so it's hard to reconcile those two things. So there's been that controversy, and it's kind of taken the limelight. And I personally, I'm a big fan of his music. I don't know him as a person, so I can't really comment on that. But
I heard he actually didn't enjoy performing.
Really?
Which is really interesting, because he was such, like, a characteristic performer.
Maybe that's why he liked being characters and stuff and changing his look.
He said, like, if he could have done it over again without the performing, he would have done it.
Really?
But I guess that just speaks to his craft, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great studio musician.
Yeah,
he was wild. But, see, even now, he's just such a complex guy. He's so interesting to talk about. And he's taking the limelight, but we lost someone else who's great, and his name was Lemmy, and he was the front man of Motorhead, and he was an absolute monster in a good way. And I encourage you all to look up an article that the Rolling Stone did. It's Ozzy Osbourne. It's just something. It's an article he wrote for Rolling Stone, and it was just a personal account of, like, chilling with Lemmy. And, like, apparently Lemmy was just this super cool guy who, like, would go so hard, but was just so intellectual, too, and just brilliant, kind of savant. And, like, Ozzy would wake up in the middle of the night at, like, 4 in the morning and, like, go down and find Lemmy in the library. And he would say, Lemmy, why don't you get some sleep, man? How long have you been up? And Lemmy goes, like, 10, 12 days.
What?
And, like, Ozzy would go to him with, like, some lyrics and be like, Lemmy, can you help me, like, figure this out? It's not quite right. And Ozzy would also say, like, okay, and also here's, like, a pretty good book to read if you ever have the time. And Lemmy says, all right, give me an hour. And Ozzy comes back, and Lemmy says, all right, I have 3 versions of the lyrics, and that book was crap. And it's just like, so he was crazy. But, like, honestly, I just have to cave and play the song that everybody knows and loves, Ace of Spades. Here's to you, Lemmy. right, so that last one was Try to Disappear from Baroness's new album, Purple. Yeah. So I love them. I love that album. I really
recommend
it.
How old's
that album? It came out at the end of 2015 in December, I think. And it's just so good. It's so good. It's so melodic and orchestrated and beautiful. And like reading about their story is crazy because they were going on a tour of the UK to support Yellow and Green, their double album that they released in 2012, maybe. And they got into this terrible bus accident that caused two of the four band members to leave.
Ooh.
And the lead singer, John, died. Lead singer and guitarist and artist, John Dyer Baisley, got his arm like ripped off pretty much. Yeah. And like his leg broken, and it was crazy. He said he like came so close to seeing death. He has this unbelievable quote about death, and it's just like so dark and heavy. I'm not even gonna say it, but there's just so much power in this album, in my opinion. So I really recommend it. And before that, we had Ace of Spades from Motorhead, and Let Me Rest in Peace. I feel like he's one of those people who, my parents, when one of my dad's bosses died, he described it as like, he's just kind of one of those people you like to know is like out there being crazy somewhere. And like, that's kind of how I felt about like Lemmy, for example. And
you know, he's going nuts somewhere.
It's just like, you know, he's out there and he's doing something. I don't know. So now we've got a little bit of, not entirely change of pace. I'm going to spin a little bit of vinyl, a little bit of new stuff I got over the winter break, a little bit of old stuff I've had lying around. So I hope you enjoy it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, oh, by the way, Pete, what did you find out about Lemmy while I get things set up? Because you were doing a little bit of research. Did you find out anything interesting?
Oh, yeah. His name is Lemmy because apparently in high school he said something like, Lemmy get a couple of bucks or whatever for Friday until Friday because he wanted to like go and like use it on the slot machines. So people gave him the nickname
so
Lemmy.
That's so funny.
Because he would so frequently ask for money from people to go play the slots in high school.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
That's so
although he
funny.
Claims he has no idea where the nickname came from. But
so who said that that's where he got it?
Like acquaintances of his from his childhood or whatever.
That's a riot. That's a riot. All right. Well, without further ado, here's some Cloud Nothings.
I don't know.
All right. So we had a couple back there. We had a Cloud Nothings followed by Low Fat Getting High, a couple songs from Ultramanus Black. And the last one was a Prom Song from Pyle. I love them. They're great guys. Listen to their music. Buy their music. Give them your money. DJ Satan is heading out a little bit early. He's got some beverages to attend to.
That's true.
In the freezer.
That's true. Got to get those suckers out of there.
So that's the story.
Yeah. Thanks,
guys. It was lovely having you here again, DJ Satan.
DJ Satan, out.
All right. And meanwhile, I've got another song or two for you. Hopefully I can fit in three. That would be fantastic. That's the goal right now. So I'm going to cut the chit-chat, but I do have to give a little introduction, unfortunately. But I was hit up on Facebook by this guy, Eric Sherman, who plays in this group called Episode, based out of New York, originally from Boston. I think, he said he was a BU grad. I think they might have all been around there. So that's really cool, and I really think it's cool that he hit me up personally, and I told him I'd give his song a play. I'll probably do it again next week, because I think it's pretty cool, and the production's great, and the guitar sounds great. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Check it out, Episode, that is the band name, Swim is the song, and check them out on SoundCloud, at soundcloud.com/late-night-episode. Here they are. So that was Swim from Episode out of New York. Really tight production on that. I think that's just a really cool sound. Check them out on SoundCloud. Look up Episode. The extension to the URL is Late Night Episode. So check them out. Got a few more minutes left. I got to hit you with a PSA, unfortunately. So I'm going to get that out of the way right now.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Yeah, I like that PSA, personally. Go educate yourself. Learn about what's going on and what people are talking about. Be smart. It's the bottom line. So, a couple more minutes left in the episode here on Headroom at WMFO Medford 91.5. I've got Jay Maskus for you, and I'm hoping to fit in Lou Barlow because I would love to side by side them. I'm glad they're back together. They're very cute together, and they make beautiful music. So here is Jay Maskus, Wide Awake.
Dreaming of the reason.